Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's another special night. It's a super, super, super duper night. And I can't begin to tell you how excited I am today. We just had something very special come through for us. And I can't tell you what it is yet, but I am super excited about it. So it's really awesome, really, really awesome. And we are in our IPO, which is the stock offering for Punch TV Studios. And we're selling stock in our company at $1 a share, and people are embracing our IPO from all over the country, from Houston to L.A., to New York, Detroit, Michigan, to all over. It's just been just completely and absolutely awesome. And I want to invite everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. And when you go to our website, you can click on the Invest Now button, and you can learn how to become a part owner of the Punch TV Studios. So tonight's a special night. We've got some wonderful guests, but before we do all that, I want to start off by saying good evening to our host, the most adorable, the most sensational, none other than the Sharifa Hardy.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful introduction. We're going to have a fabulous show today. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving, so we're going to have a lot of fun this week. We have
Didn't this year go by fast? Didn't this year go by, like, really, really fast?
I can't believe it.
It's, like, already Thanksgiving again,
yes.
You know, and I am just, like, wow, you know, I'm going to get some more turkey and some ham and some dressing and some all that good stuff, cranapple berry sauce and all that other things. It's just, I just can't believe it. Thanksgiving is just a special time of year, I'll tell you. It's just really, really
it
special.
Is.
What are you cooking for Thanksgiving?
I'm cooking whatever it is that you have on your stove. I'm coming to get a plate. So if any of the callers, anyone who's tuning in, you have a plate for Sharifa, I'll take it.
All right, cool. That's Sharifa needs a plate.
Feed Sharifa fund.
The feed Sharifa. So tonight's amazing night tonight. Let's see. I want to jump right in it. We've got some great guests on the line. We have a business aficionado. Is that what you say, aficionado?
Aficionado, yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Aficionado. Anyway, we have a business guru. How about that? That's an easier word. Tell us a little about
guru.
This guru.
Four-letter word. We have the one. The only, the king of expos, especially the black business expos.
The king of the black business expo. More power to the people.
Mr. Jerry Green, are you with us, Jerry?
Yes, I am. How are you doing tonight?
We are wonderful. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm excited about the show. I want to see exactly the questions and how are we going to roll it out? So ready to have a good time.
We're going to have a good time. We just talk. We have a discussion. We talk about whatever's on our mind. Thank you for joining the show today. Can you tell us a little bit about the Black Business Expo, the Southern California Black Business Expo? Because I have a question for you.
Okay, sure. The Southern California Black Business Expo, we have basically two sides to the business. One side, we publish the Southern California Black Business Expo directory. It's a bi-monthly directory that we help black business increase their sales to black consumers. So it goes out right now in Southern California in the Inland Empire. And then the other side is the Southern California Black Business Expo on tour. And right now, also, we're in the Inland Empire with that, and we do that quarterly. So it'd be January 14th, April 15th, July 22nd, and October 14th, 2017, all at the Ontario Airport Radisson from 10 to 4. So we just, you know, create an environment with synergy to help black businesses and black consumers, another black business network, to a recycled black dollar.
So how do you recycle black dollars? You know, we hear this a lot, and there's another friend of mine. He used to talk about this a lot. I think he's passed on now. But how do you recycle black dollars? What's the process of that?
The process is simple. It's basically is, and again, I visited Black Wall Street in Greenwood area of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that is Lomora. So Black Wall Street has to be a mental state right now, a mental state and a financial commitment, which means is when I earn some money, then I have to be thinking who else for the product or services that I need to make a conscious effort to reach out to support, to put it in their hand, to make sure that their business is going to get to the next level. And with that, the same way I receive dollars from other black businesses. So that's the whole thing about recycling black dollars. Because what we understand is right now, and with the economic state and with the political landscape and everything, it's more important now to support each other as we move forward for the next 4, 8, 12 years as this economy and as this country moves forward, that we have to come together and support each other, not just financially, but also emotionally, physically, you know, and economically, most important.
Wow,
okay, so
that's amazing. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, Mr. Green, what are your thoughts as far as black businesses actually sticking together? I know that's something that you say and that other people say that we need to do, but it hasn't been our history to do that.
Right. Well, you know, that goes back to the history of how we were separated as a people way back generations and generations ago. So now what we need to understand is that just because you might have had one bad experience with a black restaurant, you don't write off all the other black restaurants. And now we're in this day and time where you can email the owner or put something in a suggestion box to tell them about your experience. Don't just discount that business. Because, again, from there, you might want to start a business later, and, as again, they can come back and help you out also. So it's about, again, not just giving up after one experience. And we've seen that with the election. Whereas individuals didn't like Trump, President-elect Trump for many different reasons, but they did that did not stop them from voting from him. You understand what I'm saying? And what I see in our community many times, one thing would turn us off, and now we're going to discount everyone in that industry. Like, I'm not going to do business with them anymore. Well, no, go back and help that business grow and tell them what the problem is. So with that, now they can approve the process and their services. If they don't, then you go to another black establishment. But don't just discount the whole race, you know, because, again, you'll go to Chili's and get a bad experience. The next thing you know, you're going to Applebee's. You don't like Applebee's, then you're going to BJ's. You don't like BJ's, then you're going to go to Marie Callender's, Coco's, you know, KFC. You know, I could go on down the line. So, but what happens is many times we'll just discount the whole black community and the restaurant business for one bad experience, and we should do that. We need to stop that. That's where our community needs to mature to another level, say at the end, say, you know something? Everything was good, but this thing right here. So I think this is the area you could grow in, and if I come back and I see you grown in that area, I'll tell some other family or friends to come here and support your business. But if I come back and you haven't corrected this problem, then I have the right not to come back. And I think that's how we need to move forward with it.
Okay. Okay. Now, Punch TV, for instance, right? Now, Punch TV qualified in April of 2016. I won't go too much in detail because I know you have a high level familiarity with it. But they qualified with the SEC in April. Okay, the company launched the IPO or announced the IPO June 19th of 2016. So here we are in November of 2016, and we've had a warm reception across the country. We've had thousands of people who have come on board as part of the Punch TV movement. And, you know, I personally am very grateful for the people who have come on board. But one of the things that surprised me is that in America, there aren't more public companies, you know, that are African-American owned. When you're speaking to business owners and black business owners, what are your thoughts on those companies expanding or supporting each other as far as investing or that sort of thing?
Well, you know,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ask your question.
Because I don't know if I was clear. That's why I just wanted to kind of explain it again. I mean, this is a publicly traded company. This is a company where people can buy stock in it, and it's a black-owned company. You would think that more business owners would either say, how can I help, how can I support, or how can I do what you're doing? And it seems that even though the community, which is individuals, are coming on board, the businesses aren't really looking to expand out of this kind of mom-and-pop mentality. Or maybe that's me. That's why I wanted your opinion on it.
Let's talk about a lot of that. Okay, a lot of that comes down to many times black business owners cannot get capital to expand or to build out or to grow. So many of them choose the route, and because the other thing is their risk tolerance is very low. So with that, they'll go with something that's safe, which is an MLM, which is a home-based business, which is something where they don't have to move outside their house. So if nothing else, if everything else fails, they can pay their mortgage, they got somewhere to stay, versus now taking on a lease at a building, taking on a loan from a bank or something like that. So now you ask an individual to get outside traditionally what is their comfort zone. And that's really what I think that comes down to. And to access the capital and then to actually have someone to put the thought, hey, you know something? You can build this to be a multi-million, billion, trillion-dollar company, but this is the groundwork what you need to do. Because the other thing I see is many times black businesses get in business out of necessity. Several years ago, we had what I call forced entrepreneurship. When individuals couldn't find jobs, they had to start a business. So they go to the path of least resistance. They get into a business, MLM or something like that, for under $500. And now they work in that trying to build it. But really, they're not building their own business. You know, they're building someone else's business. So that's one side of it. The other side is, I think if you go and as you talk to businesses, then position it as, say, okay, what are you doing for your retirement? Punch TV stock could be part of your retirement portfolio and position it like that. Other thing I think the Punch I would think would be a good exit market would be the sororities and fraternities, you know, because many times they're more educated, a little more probably tech savvy, can understand a little bit more about that. And with that, if you can get in front of a group of them, that makes your odds, because you present between 15 to 25 people, you might get 3 to 5 who might want to put some money and buy some stock.
What do you think about that, Mr. Collins?
Well, no, I think he's definitely I think he's right on it. I think typically in our community, there is a low risk reward type thing in our community because we're under the you know, we're more, we don't want to lose. We're too afraid to lose. So the and we haven't been trained to risk. So when you talk about the risk reward, I 100% agree with that. I also think that, you know, we have to build businesses in our community, and that Punch TV Studios is like the catalyst for, hey, this is a way you can get finance, you can create wealth for your investors, you can build your business and still live your dream, and the community is helping you be successful. And I think that that's something that's just so important to know. You know, I just think that's so important to be a part of, and just know that you could really, really do that. I think it's just important. And so I think he's brought up very, I think Jerry's brought up excellent points, especially when you're talking about risk-reward. And when you're talking about, hey, I don't want to lose. I don't want to take a chance. I don't want to do these kinds of things. Where actually you're building, and I was actually telling my staff this today, typically when an investor makes an investment, he might invest in several different companies at the same time with the hopes of only one or maybe two of them turning an excellent profit. The problem is the thing, good thing is that he might lose eight. He might lose money on eight, but he'll make so much money on the two until it more than compensates for what he may have lost on the eight, and that's kind of how it's done. You know, and we've got to now begin to adopt those philosophies and adopt that type of thing to create tremendous wealth for ourselves, for our family, for our children, and for our community. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more from Jerry Green, and we're going to hear his next statement he's going to make. But we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
So we're on with Jerry Green right now of the Southern California Black Business Expo. So happy you could join us this evening. And you were getting ready to say, go ahead and finish your statement as we were talking about this.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing is many times also our community is so ingrained and taught to go get good grades, go to a good college, and come out and get a good job. So when you say, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur, the odds are stacked against you within you many times in a family. So you can't expose yourself to too many things, because if you don't succeed, now everybody's I told you so, and you got to hear all that. So what happens is, what I've seen over the years is that, so with that, people don't play to win, they play not to lose. And that's a different mentality.
Oh, my God. And I have to tell you something. That's what I did. That's 100% what I did when I started. I had a goal in mind, but I was so afraid of losing or failing. until I couldn't focus on being successful. And you have to focus on being successful. You know, you can't wait, you know. And my parents were really old school. I mean, when I became an entrepreneur, my dad liked to have a heart attack. But my mom, on the other hand, she was entrepreneur from the get-go. But my dad, he liked to have a heart attack. So it's just one of those kinds of interesting things that happens. You know, it's one of those things that really, really happens. So I agree with you 100%. And we have to teach our children play to win. Play to win. And
it's something else. Yeah, it's something else. So what happens is that, and this is how the psyche is, okay, is that we're taught that you go to school, get good grades, get a good college education, get a good job, and that's security. But there's no security in that, because you could come in today and your boss say, you know something, Joseph, the company's going a different direction and you're not with it. Everything you thought you had is no more.
That's right.
Versus if you have your own business, then now you truly, I believe, you control your destiny. Because at any time dealing with this economic landscape, things can change overnight. And now what industry you are working for no longer has a contract. Prime example, look at Samsung. With the Note 7 and all these things going on, it's people losing their jobs.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and now you lose your job, not for any fault or anything you've done wrong. It's just what happens. Now it's going to take them 6 months to get over this whole shock and awe that I don't have a job anymore. Then they got to reinvent themselves to get back to the marketplace. And if they're an older individual, then they're not getting another job. And that's why you see right now that the franchise owners are 45 plus. That's the big push, because they can't get back in the workplace.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I want to point out today, too, because this is just something for people to keep in mind, that although Samsung has taken a big hit, Samsung's stock is up $48,000 today. And it currently is trading at $1,641,000 per share. So you never know where a share is going to go. So it took a really big hit, but now it's trading. I mean, if you'd had one share of Samsung stock right now, you would have $1,641,000 if you just had one share. So this is one of the powers of stock. And I just pulled that up because you were talking about Samsung. And so then the company took the moves that it needed to make to protect the stockholders. And this is what they did. So it's like, okay, we got a problem over here. These things are going up. We got to cut some jobs. We got to do these kinds of things because we got to protect stockholder equity.
Correct.
And that's the mentality that you go into as a CEO, and even at Punch TV Studios. My job is to protect stockholder equity. What does it take for the stockholders to win? What does it take for the stockholders to make money? What does it take for the stockholders to get a return on investment? So, I mean, just imagine if you invested $10 in Punch TV Studios and our stock did like what Samsung stock is today. That's just like absolutely amazing. So you never know how these things turn to provide success for shareholders. And that's what this capitalist game, for lack of a better word, that's what the capitalism is all about, for lack of a better word. And so now
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, so now we have to be taught how to operate with these forces. So you don't want to just have a dry cleaner. You want to have a dry cleaner, but you might want to have a dry cleaner that's a publicly traded company, so that now the exponential of what you can do is powerful. Now, publicly traded companies are certainly not for everyone because of the reporting, the filing. It is not for every business person. but I'm certainly it's certainly a great option to become financed and a great option to build your business and to build wealth for your shareholders. Great option. Phenomenal option. But go ahead, Jeremy, let you jump in here.
No, what I was going to say is, again, we're talking about investing and things like that. And that's on the other side is investing in advertising. Because many times now, and you know, both of you can attest to this, that in our community, we want to try to build a business for free.
You can't
Facebook,
do it.
Instagram. But it goes back to what you just said. Facebook, Twitter, and everybody is looking out for the shareholders. So they'll get 3 billion, 5 billion people in the database. Now they got to monetize. And that's why they see the changes. So I tell many times, I tell black business, you out of business, you don't even know it yet. Because Facebook is going to change their platform and use reverse algorithms. So certain words you put in, they're going to shut down your push, your post. So you're going to have to spend money.
Yeah, no, they're doing that. You have to advertise. I mean, and this is something that these companies, especially companies that are, you have to make your marketing and advertising like an employee. You got to pay it because it'll pay you back. So you've got to put your advertising out there. You've got to understand who your market is. You got to understand how to reach your market. And then you've got to advertise to your market. And McDonald's is just a great example of this. They continue to advertise. McDonald's has been around since before I was a kid. So it's been around for a long time. And they never stop advertising. They beat that McDonald's message into your head so much until you can be driving down the street and you'd be like, oh, I think I need to go to McDonald's. You don't even know why, but it's because they beat that message in your head that you need McDonald's, you need McDonald's, you need McDonald's, you know. And so these are the kinds of things that if you are in business, and I'm just picking on the dry cleaners, I guess, but if you're in the dry cleaning business, you need to be beating the customers in your area over the head with your message. Hey, I've got the best dry cleaner. I've got the best whiteners. I've got the best this. We're the best company ever. Right here in your local community, you got to beat that message over. You got to really work that community where you are. And that's one of the most important things that we can do. That's one of the most important things that we can do to build your brand. And people talk about brand building, but you got to also, and Sharifa, early on in the early days when we had no money or anything, she would always say, hey, you need a marketing budget. You need an advertising budget. You need the budget to pull this off, and it doesn't matter what kind of budget it is, but you've got to certainly spend money marketing and advertising and doing what you have to do. And it moves market, and it moves people, and they'll know who you are. You could have the best product in the world, but if nobody knows you have it, you know, I mean, it's like, wow. So you need to be a part of the expo. You need to be a part of these different kinds of things. You know, I often talk about the $3,000. I often talk about the $5,000 ticket that I bought to a convention. I bought it cost $5,000 to get in this convention. And it's amazing. People won't pay $5,000. That was just for one ticket to get into this event. Right? But had I not been in that event, I wouldn't have met another person. I went to this particular expo. I would not have met another person who was then came to my business and said, hey, I'm going to introduce you to these other people. And from those other people that he introduced me to that I met at that event, you know, I made, I don't know, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 from that for our company. So these are the kinds of things. Sometimes you just got to pay to get in. You got to pay to be a part of the thing.
Understand. And what I hear you saying is it's business, a lot of times, most of the times, it's an investment. And you have to front load it. You got to front load your business with time, resources, and everything else to get it going. And then from that, you can leverage and get some of your time back and get some of your resources back.
That's
but it's
right,
an investment, you know, and it's not a cost, it's an investment. You made a $5,000 investment to go to that event plus your time, and you expected something big, and that's what happens. But if
you play in
the basement, you're going to get wet. But if you play on top of the roof, you're going to see the sunshine. It's going to be bright. It's just that simple.
And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have another celebrity on the line with us tonight, and I can't wait to get to this young man. But before we bring him in, we're going to take another commercial break. Shruth, I want to ask you a question. You know, and I haven't.
What would you like to ask?
I haven't exposed myself like this in a long time. But I want to ask you just this question, and I don't know. I just feel the need to ask you this question.
What is
Sharifa?
Yes.
Do you know Vuki?
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, and we're back. Want to thank Jerry Green from the Southern California Black Business Expo. Man, what a wealth, what a wealth, what a wealth of knowledge. What do you think about that, Shruth?
He is always someone that I can learn from and get information from, and
okay.
Someone who I can
pick
their brain.
We need to give
him
a spotlight on our show. Like once a week, we need to bring him on and just talk about business to help some of these entrepreneurs out here, you know, help us entrepreneurs out here make a difference. We talked to him about that. But right now we have a comedian extraordinaire. I mean, this guy, he's one of the funniest men that I know. He's one of the funniest men that I know. And his name is Bubble Oak. And let's bring Bubble Oak in. Bubble Oak, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you doing?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right, bro. I'm hanging it.
That's good, man. I'm welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Making a pot of spaghetti while I'm talking to you.
Oh, man. See that, Shruth?
I'm multitasking.
He's cooking spaghetti and talking to us at the same time, right? He should be mixing
That's
punch
right.
and talking to us at the same time, but he's cooking. What are you having with your spaghetti, Punch?
Punch. Hawaiian punch, if that.
Hawaiian punch. I do
Hawaiian
like
punch.
Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, Hawaiian punch, but I'm looking to get into some African-American Joe Collins punch.
Is that, you know, that sounds kind of weird. That sounds kind of weird. I don't know about
that. Sounds good to me, bro.
Sounds kind of weird.
Sounds good to me. I was listening. I heard y'all talk about entrepreneurship. Just think about it. Picture it. Collins Punch.
Do not give him any ideas. Believe me. All you did was just, you just put more work on my desk. He's going to say, Sharifa, I think that's a good idea. I think we need some punch. I need you to figure out how to give you some punch.
You have not been punched till you had some Collins punch.
No ideas.
No, one of the things here is that I got to tell you, I've known Bubba Long. It's got to be almost 20 years now, I think. It's got to be.
Since you and I encountered?
Yeah, it's about 20 years.
It's been 20 years, Joe. 20 years.
It's been about almost 20 years. Yeah, it's been 20 years.
I
so he was
seeing
me grinding back in the day. I mean, Bubba Love seen me grinding back in the day.
Yeah, you have, brother. You've been on the grind. God bless you for quite a long time. You're the first person to ever do a live taping on me.
Oh, wow. Really? I didn't know that. I did not know that. The Mo Ghetto Comedy Jam.
Yeah, it was in Moreno Valley.
That's right. I did not know that.
That's right, bro. See how God brings us back together through that?
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to know. I did not know that. You learn something new all the time. You were so good, and I just thought you was already a part. I just thought it was something you already did. But that's pretty good.
That's that, bro. And here we is 20 years later, bro, trying to still get it, you know?
Yeah, we're working on it. We're still working on it. God's good. So now, what comedy clubs are you performing at? Tell us what you're working on. Tell us all the good, juicy stuff. Give us some good, juicy stuff.
Well, in the last 20 years, Joe, since I saw you, I made BET's Comic View top 30 all time. I film taped that in 2004. Yeah, I only did it one time to audition 15 times, sent 8 tapes in 4 years before I actually got on. And I happened to get on at the time when one of my idols is living in comedy, Mr. J. Anthony Brown, was the host.
J. Anthony Brown, that's my friend, J. Anthony. We ought to have J. Anthony on the show, actually. That's my friend.
Oh, one of the funniest ever. And not only that, J. Anthony Brown's J Spot is my home club where I perform at mostly. I am there December the 9th, if you want to catch me, along with Mad Marv.
Oh, nice. Congratulations on that. I'm going to have to come out and be a part of that. If I'm in town,
yes,
I might come out and be a part of that.
So shouts out to Jesse Brown. Also, I wrote a movie, my first movie.
Nice,
called Hilarious Franchise. It's with my convicts, shout out to my comedy convicts, AJ Johnson, the LA Hurricane, Big Sid, Peanut. That's who I trudge with. We the comedy convicts.
Oh, man, I haven't talked to Peanut in a long time.
Yeah, all exes. And, you know, we go into churches, we go to clubs. We really lay churches down. You'd be surprised the way we talk, how we can go in church and change up and still make people laugh.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised. Yeah,
I'm excited about that as well as my movie. Like I said, I'm writing a sequel to it now. One of my dreams is to have a nighttime talk show, like Flip Wilson.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, now, Flip, there hasn't been a show like that in a long time, actually.
A long time, yeah.
There hasn't been a show like that in a long time. That's a great idea, actually.
I want to be able to help people, you know, pick someone off the streets. Just been on the street struggling a long time, but, you know, not on drugs or anything like that, and try to help them, you know, get their life back on track.
Right, exactly, you know, exactly. That's wonderful,
the reason why
man.
I said not on drugs, the reason why I said not on drugs, because, you know, that's an extra task to deal with, you know, because you got something that don't want to leave drugs alone, then you got something that really do. But can't. And being an ex-addict myself, I know that. So I know trying to produce a show and get somebody off drugs, Lord have mercy. We're going to need Jesus. Jesus going to come back 2-3 more times. He's going to go to the cross about 8 times so we can help some of these people. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah, so, you know, that's where I'm at, man. This is my 21st year in comedy. I'm mad at some people. I'm mad at some people. I'm mad at some people because
who you mad at? Who are you mad at, man? Who you mad at?
Because you know when you talented, I'm mad at the devil most of all. Cause that's all it is the devil, right? You know, I could be on tour. I toured 2 years with Mike Epps, right? And hosted his shows here and there on the West Coast, and then I come back to my own city, like the Improvs and the Laugh Factory, Chocolate Sunny, and they don't let me on their stage. They make me audition all over again. You know, that pisses me off, and I'm a 17, 18-year veteran. You know, that's a real slap in the face, Joe. And that, so I'm working now to get my own club. You know, I love Jesse Brown because he always lets me work when he got a good manager in there. Hallelujah. And I'm just trying to keep getting exposed, brother. I'm trying to keep getting exposed because I'm funny. And I look funny.
Wow. We are listening to you.
Wow, that is like. Well, we got to take a quick commercial break and we got to come back. We have one more.
Hello? What happened? Y'all get quiet. Was y'all praying for me or something?
Yeah, we were just
praying.
We
were praying hard. Hallelujah.
Did I get an amen?
The Lord has been good. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. The Lord has been good.
And let the church take this commercial break.
And let the church say amen. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. We have another illustrious guest on the line. And we can't wait to bring her in. She is a talent agent, a talent extraordinaire. She knows everything there is to know about getting a job in Hollywood and being talented. So quick break, and we're going to be right back after this. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, y'all.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, we're back. And Bubba Loke is so awesome. He's an awesome person, full heart. He's a good guy. He did come out for me when I was starting out, and I didn't know that we had done his first I didn't know he'd done his first shoot. Isn't that something?
It makes you feel good.
Yes, it did. Now we have the Star Maker. I know a lot of people listen in to Punch TV radio show because they want to know about how to become a star, how to start. But now we have an actual Star Maker on the phone. That's what on the phone. And you know, we don't get Star Makers all the time, but we have an actual Star Maker tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce the Star Maker herself, Milan Starwood. Good evening, Milan. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you, and I'm glad you would join the Punch Bowl with us tonight, and we'll talk a little bit. So I'll let Sharifa kind of dive in on you just for a moment, and I'm kind of like kind of play it. I'm gonna put this on her because they say you're the star maker, so I need to listen so I can learn how to become a moving star. You know, I wanna be the next Denzel Washington. That's what I'm trying to do, but you know, I need some little help, and if you can help me along that way, that's good. You know. I got good looks, so I know I'm better looking than he is, but, you know, he certainly got the career.
Not to mention you're CEO of Punch TV Studios.
Well, you know, that helps. That does help. That does help.
How you doing, Milan?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Sharifa?
I am excellent. Thank you for everyone who hasn't heard of Milan. You will. I definitely tell you that right now. You will. But she is someone who always operates behind the scenes. But as a personal favor for Punch TV Studios, she's coming out in front of the scenes and telling us a little bit about Hollywood, what we need to know about being a star maker, a little bit about her experience. So one of the things that you do is you help aspiring people within the industry do tours of Hollywood and agencies. Is that something that you do? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that is exactly what I do. You know, Sharifa, I've had a long career in doing this, and I'm a coach. I'm a recruiter. I'm always looking for new talent. I'm a mentor more than anything. I just love helping talent achieve their dreams. And, you know, earlier tonight you were talking about how there's talent everywhere. And there sure is, but, you know, there are steps to success, and I like to help them go up the ladder of success. And your prior guest said he wanted to start at the top, but, you know, sometimes you have to start at the foundation. You have to get your tools in order, your resume, your headshots, your training, and it can be confusing to new people into the industry, especially kids, you know, and parents that have kids that have a dream and don't know where to turn or what to do, and they need someone they can trust. So that's where I like to come in at the beginning and sit down with the talent and help the talent find a personalized plan to help them get to the top of the ladder as fast as possible, according to their interests, their dreams, their desires, and whatever it is, whether it be acting, modeling, singing, or dancing. You know, I connect them with the right connections, the right opportunities. But more than that, I enjoy helping them learn how to do it themselves. I just give them the wings to fly, and then they pretty much figure it out after that. I connect them to the agents and help them prepare to meet agents. And, yeah, so I've had a lot of success doing that. I have kids on every major network. I have kids on runway shows, movies, TV shows, commercials. It's a lot of fun. And if you know what you're doing, you know. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I know this real cute baby. I mean, he is just the cutest baby ever. You know, he's in his 50s now, but he was a real cute baby.
We can never have a serious show. You see what I deal with, Milan, every day? I have to deal with him. I thought you were going to pitch one of your grandkids. That's what I thought.
One of my grandkids. No.
I do too, because I get that a lot. I mean, everyone, of course, thinks their baby's so beautiful and perfect, and they are. All children are God's children. They're all beautiful. But, you know, sometimes I get that, you know, where a parent has a baby, they want to put them in movies and things, and that's fine. But, you know, I like to work with kids that are around age 8 to adult.
Oh,
at least, it's, you know, they're showing that it's their dream. And, you know, oftentimes
yeah.
It's the parent's dream when it's a little one, you know, under age 8 or so. But if they're verbalizing that they want to be on TV, and if they're being really dramatic around the home and showing a lot of, you know, musical activities, singing and dancing around the house, then maybe they have that interest. And so you can nurture their gifts by getting them into local theater groups, getting them into some programs that where they can learn properly the skills, whether it be an instrument or singing lesson or acting classes, before you would take them over to see agents. That's what I recommend.
Oh,
but 50,
that's a good idea.
Well, you know,
that's a good idea.
It's never too late for you to start. You're making a good start now, having your own webcast here, so that's awesome.
She just totally put me on the web. She just totally put me to the web, you know. And I'm trying to make him along. I'm trying to. What do I need to do to be the next big star? Tell me what I need to do.
Tell me what I need to do. Do you have this magic lamp
I could just rub, and I rub the lamp, and then and I make three wishes, and poof.
You know, with a little wish and some luck and a prayer and some talent and the right connections, I think everybody has a chance at this if you really, really want it.
You have the right connection.
Yes, and that's part of what I do. It's part of the roadmap. You know, you have to get in with the right people. For example, if you want to do some modeling, you want to work with some top coaches, and you want to get hooked up with some top choreographers for runway shows and do your LA Fashion Week rounds and your New York Fashion Week rounds. But, you know, you have to have the height and different requirements for things like that. So it's all part of the roadmap.
I have a question for you, Milan, because I don't want to run out of time, and I want to make sure you have an opportunity to answer this question. So many people enter the industry and believe that they're going to be an overnight success. Can you give us a little bit of information as far as, you know, what is actually required as far as the commitment to success and training?
Yes. It's just, you know, I like to use the ice skating analogy for the Olympics. Let's say you have a child that wants to go to the Olympics. They have this dream. They see it on TV. There are steps to that. They don't just automatically become an Olympic champion. Right? The parents have to get them the skates, and then they have to go on the ice. And then we see if they have a propensity for it, if they're limber, if they can turn, if they have that commitment to it, supportive family around them to take them to the rink on time. All of these factors go into it. So just like acting or modeling or singing or dancing, you have to have that talent, that desire, that commitment level, that support system. When all of those things come into play, you know, with my connections and the things that I do, I ramp things up pretty quickly. But, you know, there is no short circuit to becoming like an opera singer or a professional ice skater. Those things take more time. But you just have to be patient, but you have to work on it every day. You know, you have to get your headshots and your training and your tools in order and your resume.
So you say I'm going to be about 70 before I make it. Oh, man, I don't know if I want to do that at 70.
This is not about you. Let's go back to the work on it every day.
She said I had to train over and over and over, and I had to put my ice slippers on, and I had to go to the Olympics, and I had to come out the Olympics, then I'm going to be where people are going to talk to me when I come out the Olympics, and I'm going to be a star, but I'm going to be 70. I don't know if they said you got to be limber. How limber
are
you at 70? I don't know.
It depends on how much you want to put into it every day. The more you put into it, the faster it'll happen for you.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a diet. I don't want to die. I'm just going to go get implants. That's it. I just want implants. What do you got for people that want implants? I want to implant.
Do not answer him, Milan. Do not answer him. We're going to mute him in 5.5 seconds. We're running out of time on this show. And there are people on the line who are listening, and I want to give them a clear idea of the training and the daily commitment to this. So many people who wind up in Hollywood, they think it's going to happen overnight, that they're going to be standing in Starbucks and get discovered. I mean, they really don't have an idea of the training and the classes. I mean, people within the industry can go to classes 3 or 4 times a week. I mean, am I wrong, Malone?
It's different for every person. Again,
I don't need to go to class three or four times a week.
It depends.
What if I just went to class and showed up late?
What? Denzel Washington?
Yeah, what if I just went to class, showed up late, and just made it on my own talent, something like that? You have a website where people can reach you and a phone number where people can reach you? And so that they say, looking for training. No, you really need training and stuff. I'm just kidding around, having fun. You really need training so that when you come to a company like Punch or you go to some of these other production companies, you'll be prepared. And that's what she's talking about. She's talking about prior, proper preparation prevents poor performance. And so that's what she's talking about, preventing poor performance. So you have to be prepared. You want to be prepared. And that's where So what's your website address, and how can people find you and contact you?
Yes. Well, you can call my cell phone, 310-494-1727. Or you can email me at Or you can email me at info@bizkidshollywoodtours.com.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm going to call her number right now. Wait a minute.
310-494-1727. Again, stop it. You can never have a serious show with this man.
Bye.
I'm sorry. That was me. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So we want to tell everyone, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Also visit nabuki.com. Upload your business, put your business, create your own profile, your own space on Nabuki. Share it with your friends. Share your pictures. Open up your own business on nabuki.com. N-A-B-U-K-I-E. N-A-B-U-K-I-E. I want to thank all of our guests for being with us tonight. Such a wonderful show. All everyone who's on and listening from wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the Punch Bowl. Thank you for joining us tonight. And we're getting ready to wrap our show up. We want to tell everybody, become a stockholder, a part owner in Punch TV Studios. You can do that for only $1 per share. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com, or you can call us at 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914. And Nabuki is just an awesome site. I'm just loving Nabuki. I actually post my things on Nabuki, then I share it to Facebook. That's how awesome it is. And you can do the same. Join Nabuki. Open up your own business. Open up your own store on Nabuki. It's absolutely free to open your store and do your thing. And it's going to be awesome, you know, just completely and totally awesome. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank my lovely co-host tonight, who is so phenomenal, so fascinating, so mysterious. None other than the Sharifa Hardy. And
The
Sharifa Hardy. See, that's the. See how I said it? I said it earlier, the Sharifa Hardy. So I'm giving you, like, really props. Her Royal Highness, the Sharifa Hardy. So I think that's about our show tonight. What do you think, Deshri? What do you got on your mind?
I think it was an amazing show. We had some excellent guests. We had Jerry Green of the Southern California Black Business Expo. We had
this thing, Southern California Black Business Expo.com. Is that his website? Because we didn't get it. He didn't get it.
SCBBE.com.
SCBBE.com.
Yes, we're going to have Jerry Green back. He's going to talk to us. He has some more information, more questions.
Oh, yeah, you should have him back.
We're going to have Jerry Green back as a regular.
He's smart.
Until the next time.
Oh, yeah, Bubba Love. Don't forget Bubba Love.
Comedian
Bubba Love. He's going to be at the J. Anthony Spot on December 9th. Mm-hmm. Well, you can get free parking.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.